getting fitl. We hope that you had a wonderful Yom HaKippurim and that it was a successful one on so many different levels. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas Avi Moria Rav Hillel B'Meir Chil Mechel Arayni Kabaras Mishkavo and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zichrono Livracha. We're in Sefer Yirmiyahu and today's parak was Parak Mem Vav, which of course is a 25 pasuk parak. The first 12 psukim talk about a nevuah from Nebuchadnezzar in regard to the impending defeat Nebuchadnezzar would have of Paro Necho. And then there would be a second attack on Mitzrayim by Nebuchadnezzar, which is described from Pasuk Yud Gimel to Pasuk Chaf Hei. And here's how we begin. Asher Ayadavar Hashem al Yirmiyahu Anavi al Agoyim. Hashem offered a very strict nevuah predicting the doom of 11 nations besides Yehuda. And so here it is coming to you, Shalayim. Le Mitzrayim Alchel Paro Necho, Melech Mitzrayim Asher Haya Al Nahar Paras Bekar Kamosh. Right, the first one is going to be in regard to Paro Necho, was the king of Mitzrayim, who was once on the Euphrates. That's how far he got up to in Karkamesh. Asher Hikar Nebuchadnezzar, right, Melech Bavel B'Shnas Arvius Le Yoyakim Melech Yoshio Melech Yehuda. That nevuah came first in the time of Nebuchadnezzar, which happened, and this discussion happened during the period of Yoyakim, so we see that he's moving out of order. Now, he's known as Paro Necho, Paro the Lame, because he was the one, of course, who killed Yoshio HaMelech on his way to go fight the war, and Yoshio didn't want to let him to go ahead and pass through the land. When he conquered Yoshio, he tried to take over Shlomo HaMelech's famous throne, and according to the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, the throne kicked him, right? The lion on the throne came and kicked him in the thigh, so he became lame, and he was thereafter known as Paro Necho. So what happened to him? Here's what happened. The nevuah continues. Irchu umagin v'tzina v'gushul ha-melchama. He says, prepare, ready, shield and buckler, and get ready to go into battle. So the Mefarshim here debate who is the one who's supposed to get ready. The Radak says this either is a reference to Nebuchadnezzar's army to go attack Mitzrayim or to Paro's army to be ready to defend themselves against Nebuchadnezzar, but get ready to hold on to these tools of the trade, the weaponry, Ishu Asusim Ba'alu Purashim, Isyasu Bekovoim, Mirkur Achmanim, Livshu Asir Yonos, harness steeds, mount riders, stand with helmets, polish the spears, don the coats of mail. The bottom line is, you're told, Madua Raisi Hemachatim Nesogim Achor Begiborim Yakusu Manos Nasu Vlohifnu Magor Misavim Numashem. Why do I see them breaking, retreating, and their heroes are crushed? There's terror all around. And there's, why do I see that they're frightening and they're trying to get out of the scene of battle? Al Yonasakal, Ve'al Yimaleta Gibor Tzafon, Al Yad Nahar Pras Kashul, now follow. The swift won't run away, nor the mighty will escape northward. The bottom line is that they're not going to be successful. Migizek Hayor Yala, who's going to rise up like the Nile? The bottom line is, even the swift of foot won't be able to run away, but as stated sarcastically, the Navi is told, who is it that's going to come rise up from the land like the Nile? Kanaharosius ga'ashu meimav, like the rivers, its waters would toss themselves. Mitzrayim kayori ala v'chanaharosius ga'ashu mayim. V'yomer ala achasa eretz ovida ir v'yosheva. Mitzrayim's going to say, I'm going to go up, I'll cover the land, I'll destroy the city. Well, alo asusim is halalo arecha, v'yatsu agibarim kushu put v'tovse magin v'ludin tovse darche keshas. Right, go ahead. Let the mighty men come forth, kush and put and ludim, and you'll see what's going to happen. V'yoma hula Hashem elokim tzvakos yom nekaman lehina kem mitzarav, v'yach lacherev v'sava v'rav sadamam, and midamam kizevach la Hashem elokim tzvakos v'eretz tzafon el nahar paras. On that day, Hashem is going to take a day of vengeance to avenge himself for those who killed Yoshio HaMelech. And the thirst will be quenched, for Hashem has created a slaughter, a massacre, because what happened was Paro marched on Nebuchadnezzar in Karkamesh, and as Rashi explains, he fell and his mighty men were killed there, and he ran away from the battle. So what happened? Ali Geladu Kchi Tzari Besulas Bas Mitzrayim Lashaper Besi Refuos Tala Einlach. and go up Gilead and take the situation. Mitzrayim was known for medicines, including the balm of Gilead. So the Nabi basically says, listen, if you'd send all the balm in Gilead, you still have no cure for your problem. You're not going to be able to survive, right? Lashavir basi refus talay in lach. You have no cure over here. Shemu goyim klonech vitzavachech mala haaretz ki gibor ka gibor kashal yachdav naflu shneim. You should just understand, they stumbled over each other. It's not going to be good for you. Mitzrayim was going to lose. And then the second nevuah that's offered here is also the haftorah for Parshas Bo. Hadavar asher diber Hashem el Yirmiyo anavi lavo nevuchad retza melech baba lahakos es eretz Mitzrayim. Hagidu b'mitzrayim v'ashmiu b'migdor v'ashmiu b'nofu b'sach pancheis. Hashem says to Yirmiyo, when Nebuchadnezzar was coming, scream in Mitzrayim, let it be heard in Migdol and in the Nof and in Tanpareches. Stand fast and prepare yourself. Sword is devoured all around you. First he mentions Mitzrayim in general, says Radak, and then he highlights Migdol, very, very specific. And he says, to get ready to stand in the battle. The question has to ask, why have your mighty men been swept away? Right? Your mighty men have been swept away and they slid away in the process in this situation. Right? Lo amad ki Hashem adafo. None of them stood because Hashem pushed them down. It's as if he's replying, none of them stood because Hashem pushed all the men down. There were a lot of stumbling blocks, but all the soldiers are jumping on one another, saying, let's go back to our own people, before the oppressing sword. In other words, when Nebuchadnezzar was attacking Mitzrayim, the foreigners who came to Mitzrayim to get out of the famine, what's going to happen, says the Radak, they're going to run away, and they're going to try to flee to escape the famine, but then they're going to try to flee to escape the sword that was there. You can't really live if you have food, but you're being attacked, and there's going to be no food left. Kurusham, Paro Melech Mitzrayim, Shaon Avir Amoed, there are those who call to you, Paro, King Mitzrayim, you made a lot of noise, you allowed the time to pass. When you used to go ahead and make boast your armies, take a look at what happened. You set a time and it doesn't work. Chai ani nu ma'amelech ki Hashem tzibako shemo ki katavor ba'arim ka'kamel bayam yavo. Hashem says, I swear that as long as my name is Hashem, as true as there is a har tavor, klei golas yilach yoshev espas Mitzrayim, you better go ahead, make yourself equipment for getting ready to go into exile. Rashi explains that when a person gets ready to go on a journey, he prepares to have water by having a flask and a cup to drink. So the Radak says, that's what's going to happen. Daughter of Egypt, you think you're going to live in your land a long time, you better get ready because you're going to be moving. The capital city is going to become a wasteland. Mitzrayim is going to be a fair heifer. And it's going to come from the north. The Babylonians are going to come and take you out. The princes who are like fattened calves, they try to run together. The day of calamity is going to come, and it's going to go ahead. The voice is going to go like that of the snake. In other words, you're going to be sliding and sliding away. They're going to cut away all of Mitzrayim. The daughter of Mitzrayim has been put to shame. She was delivered in the hands of the people of the north, right? It's unfathomable to think that the kingdom of Mitzrayim was put to shame. They caused the Chaldeans to run away from Yerushalayim. Now they're given over into the hands of the Babylonians. Well, Amar Hashem Tzvakos Elokei Yisrael. Hashem said, basically, here's the gig, right? Hineni Poked El Amon Mino V'Al Paro Melech Mitzrayim. I'm going to visit onto Amon of No, right, the great Alexandria, and on power of the king of Mitzrayim. V'al Mitzrayim, v'al Elohe, al Melachah, v'al Paro, v'al Botchim Bo, on power and those people who trusted in him, right? V'nasatim b'yad mevakshei nafshem b'yad mevukad retzem melech bavo b'yad avada b'achrechein tishkon kimei kedem no Hashem. Hashem basically says, I'm going to punish them, right? And afterwards, it's going to go back to the way things used to be. V'atal tira avdi Yaakov, al teichas Yisrael, kinini moshiacha me'rachok v'esaracha me'at shivyam. He says, Am Yisrael, don't be afraid. I'm going to redeem you from afar and your children from the land of captivity. V'shav Yaakov v'shakat v'shanan v'in machrid. Ata al tira avdi Yaakov num Hashem. He says, don't worry, Yaakov. Ki yitcha ani ki ha'asa kala k'chol ha'goyim. I'm going to make a full end of all the nations. Asheri dachticha shama v'oscha lo esa chala. I'm not going to make you a full end. V'yisarticha la mishpat. I'll chastise you. You have to understand, you're going to pay when you do something wrong, Am Yisrael. But v'nakei lo anakeka. I will never fully, completely destroy you. I may have to send you through the galus to exiles to the nations of the world, but I will never destroy you completely. And that's one of the great hopes that comes even in the midst of all the destruction that Yirmiyahu had to deal with, which we, of course, are coming quickly to the end of. Be'ezus Hashem, we will get there. Again, fitl to all, and we'll continue with Perek Mem Zayin when we meet again tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.